Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today. Jared out the rest of the week, but he will be back just in time for Titans training camp coming up a week from today. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Just like last week, no Jared versus Joe today with Jared out. But Jared versus Joe is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. I believe next week we will get Jared versus Joe for the first time in 3 weeks. Wow. We could have done Jake versus Joe.
We'll have Jake versus D-Mace tomorrow.
There we go.
It'll be great.
Yeah, you can come up with questions for that. We're going to do a little bit of this or that with the Titans roster. We're a week away from training camp, and there are a few battles that I'm watching, and I want to see where you stand, Connor, on these. I'll give my thoughts, too, and we'd love to hear from you as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So I've got six written down. We'll do three here in this first segment. We'll do three in the second one.
Okay.
Let's see. Where do we want to start here? So this is for the 53-man roster. Obviously, we're not going to include some of the absolute locks, like Calvin Ridley's not going to be on here. And I will preface this with, of course, this isn't like an actual discussion that Mike Borgonzi is having. So both of the guys we're talking about could make the team, obviously. But these are kind of the bubble guys that I was looking at a couple of positions. Let's start at tight end. I think it's safe to say Chig is a lock. I think it's safe to say Gunnar Helm is a lock. Those guys are going to be on the roster. You kept five last year. I would guess you keep three or four. If you could only keep two of these three guys, who would they be, Connor? Josh Wiley, David Martin Robinson, Thomas Odekoya.
Oof. I would definitely keep... Same again, I'm sorry.
Josh Wiley, David Martin Robinson, Thomas Odekoya.
Okay. I would definitely keep Josh Wiley because I think he's experienced in the Brian Callahan offense. I think he brings veteran leadership to the locker room, and I think he's... Not that he's a good tight end, but I think he's the best option of those three. The other one I think I would keep is David Martin Robinson. I think he has a little bit more upside than Odekoya does.
They just love Odekoya. Like, he just keeps sticking around. I know he made the roster initially last year, and then he went back to the practice squad, I believe.
Yeah. And Martin Robinson was hurt a lot of last year. I think he could fill a nice role on special teams.
Yeah.
I think he could sneak him in on some formation subs. See what I did there? Formations on goal line stuff. I think he could do kind of what Anthony Firkser used to do and kind of play a pivotal role on special teams and then, you know, find his way on
a
goal line play.
Yeah. If you could only keep one, would you go Wiley?
Yes.
I think I might go DMR.
Really?
I don't know. That maybe it's just the training camp darling from last year. Like, he was the guy last
year
that everybody was talking
about. Jared thought he was going to be really good.
Right. Jared was kind of talking about how he could end up being tight end one at some point, and we barely saw him actually playing games. I think he was inactive most games.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see another year of DMR in training camp and in the preseason, see what happens there. I think I would lean DMR, but I think all four of those guys make the team. I think it's going to be Chig, it's going to be Helm, Wiley, and David Martin Robinson. At least initially all make the team.
I would agree.
Odds are somebody's going to get waived at some point. But anyway, let's go to the other side of the ball quickly. Edge rusher. I'll go young guy against a vet here. If you could only keep one of Jalen Harrell or Lorenzo Carter, who you could...
I mean, I can't contradict myself. I just praise Josh Wiley for being a veteran in the offense. Now, I know Lorenzo Carter's never played in this defensive system before, but he's an NFL veteran. He's been around for a long time. Not that he did anything special last year for Atlanta. I think he had zero sacks throughout the year.
I believe that is correct, yes.
But I think, again, I think you need that veteran presence in the locker room and on the field. Plus, I mean, it's not like he's never had a sack in his entire career before.
That's the interesting question with this one for me is I think Harrell obviously has more upside.
Yes.
He's a young guy. We saw some flashes of it in preseason last year, but that edge group is just so thin. Do you want to risk it with a young guy who maybe has more upside, higher ceiling, but you don't know what he's going to be this year?
Yeah.
Whereas Lorenzo Carter is a veteran that you can add to that mix, along with Draymond Jones and Arden Key. That one's interesting to me. I think I would go Carter.
Yeah, that's what I would.
There's a decent chance that both of those guys make the team.
Yeah.
But they're both probably on the bubble.
I think Harrell suffers from training camp darling syndrome,
right,
as well.
It's probably the same thing as DMR.
Because, I mean, he was a 7th round pick, and then he showed flashes last year at training camp, and everyone, when it was talking season, oh my God, the next pick.
Maybe they found
rusher.
A diamond in the rough, yeah, in the 7th round.
And then did absolutely nothing,
yeah,
throughout the season.
I mean, him and DMR were kind of the same guy. Obviously, different situations. DMR was undrafted. Harrell, 7th round pick. But both of them had Titans fans kind of thinking, man, what if these guys end up being stars for us? And it's like, most of the time, the training camp darlings either miss the team or they make the team and they get scratched every single week. It's kind of just how it goes. Let's do one here, but more here before the break. Let's go running back.
Ooh.
This one was one of my favorite ones I wrote down. Do you go Kalel Mullings, who you just drafted out of Michigan, linebacker turned into a running back, or do you keep one of the cockroaches that just you can't get rid of on this team, Julius Chestnut?
Oh, man. Kind of the same thing I've been preaching. Not that he's
a vet.
Not that he's a super, super experienced vet and has all these war stories about the NFL, but he's been in the system for a long time. He's seen the changes that have been made from the Vrabel era to the Callahan era. He knows what it's like to be a Tennessee Titan and what it means to be a Tennessee Titan. So I got to go Julius Chestnut, man. It's a hard one because you just spent a draft pick on the other one. But
Like Chestnut, he's become one of the guys like a Mason Kinsey that I will never bet on him leaving this organization. But I do love the upside of Kalel Mullings because he just became a running back. He doesn't have a lot of that tread on his tires quite yet. And you already have two pretty experienced guys in that room. Pollard obviously is a longtime veteran. He's been around the block. And Spears, although he's still a younger guy, he's in his third year. And I think you can get away with having a young guy behind those two to continue to learn. I think I would take Mullings right now, obviously.
Yeah.
We don't know what training camp's going to look like and how the reps are going
to
be spread out.
You've kind of swayed me. I think I'm going to switch to Mullings.
You're going to go to Mullings? Yeah, that's going to be what, I mean,
because that's a good point you had, that you already have two experienced running
right.
backs.
Right. It's not like you're, honestly, a lot of it does come down to special teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be who can contribute more on special teams. But if you're looking for who long-term can help this franchise more, it's Mullings. And I wouldn't hate having him learn behind Pollard this year. And then, who knows, maybe he does develop into something. That is going to be a fun battle to watch this year. You know, training camp, everything is under a microscope. During the season, no one cares when the second team guys are in there practicing. But during training camp, it's like, it's a big deal if Will Levis throws a screen pass to Kalel Mullings and it goes 60 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to keep an eye on that. And I'm sure that we will be getting all the tweets about the third stringers and what they're doing as they try and make the 53. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Final hour of the show on this Wednesday. We're doing some this or that with the Titans roster with 1 week to go until training camp. I've got three more for you. We're going to go wide receiver, linebacker, and quarterback coming up next as we continue to look ahead at what the Titans roster could look like in 2025. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt. in for Jared Stillman today. There was a big WWE thing Monday, right?
Yeah.
Is this what it was? Roman Reigns coming back?
It's the Tribal Chief, man.
There you go.
He's back.
I did see that come across my Twitter. I'm sure you probably were the one who retweeted it.
Probably.
But
I miss my Tribal Chief.
I know. He'll be back Friday.
I haven't seen him. I mean, I saw him Friday at the event, but in this building, I haven't seen him in like a month.
Yeah, I got to see him in Atlanta on Monday. Actually, he was here Sunday too, but right before him and Joe pulled out to go to Atlanta, I got to see him then.
He said, "Don't let anything explode," and then he left.
That is exactly the word. No, he said, "It's going to be just you and Connor on Wednesday." I believe those were his exact words.
So, we'll have D-Mace tomorrow, though, so that'll
yes,
be fun.
Yes, excited for Derek Mason to join us tomorrow and Friday. And Michaela Blake's from Vanderbilt Women's Basketball going to join us tomorrow, too. So excited to talk to her, coming off her MVP and gold medal at the Women's America Cup a couple of weeks ago.
I'm going to ask her just straight basketball nerd questions.
I love it.
It's going
to
be
and
fun.
And I'm sure she would love that, too. So excited to have Michaela on tomorrow. Derek Mason going to join us for the rest of the week from 3 to 6 here on 102.5 The Game. All right, continuing our little game here. It's a week before training camp. No one knows who's making the 53-man roster, but because this is what we do in sports radio, we're going to try and guess some of these bubble battles that we see heading into training camp next week. So we went through tight end, edge rusher, and running back. Let's go back to the defensive side here. Linebacker, I think, is going to be one of the more fun positions to watch this training camp, because not only are there back end of the roster battles going on to try and make the 53, pretty much everybody involved in that room is battling to be the starting inside linebacker next to Cody Barton, too. So I'm going to say Cedric Gray makes the team.
Yes.
And obviously Cody Barton. But back towards the end, there's a few that I think probably one or two make it. Otis Reese, who again, he's kind of like one of the cockroaches to me. You just can't get rid of him. He's always in this conversation.
And his agent always retweets me for some reason anytime I talk about him.
Really?
Yep.
Well, Otis's agent, we're talking about him now. I'm not going to put Chance Campbell in this, even though he was a kind of a training camp darling. I'm going to keep him out of this. Let's go Otis Reese, James Williams, and David Benda from Texas. Let's say you can only pick one who gets in.
No. Oh. Being as I don't really know anything about any of these three, I guess I'll just go with old faithful Otis Reese.
Otis Reese. Yeah, it's a fair point. He made the roster last year. I'm going James Williams.
Yeah.
I think James Williams, similar to the Mullings pick where I pick him over Chestnut, it's like I feel like with Otis Reese, you know what he is. He'll be a good special teamer.
That's why I took him, because you know exactly what you're getting out of him.
James Williams is the opposite. You have no idea what you're getting. He's still learning how to play the position. And in a season like this where I don't think the Titans are going to be all that competitive. Like we talked about it last week when we did our NFL preview. They're probably a 5-7 win team. Take the guy with a high ceiling who maybe you can turn into a starting level player. I don't think he's a starting level player right now, but if he continues to grow and learns how to play linebacker, again, he played safety at Miami. I like James Williams.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation to have. I just would rather see a guy you know you have, not that he's a great player or anything, but a guy you know what he's capable of on special teams, and
yeah,
rather than a guy that's completely inexperienced and you just throw him to the wolves out there. And a guy, like you said, he switched over from safety at Miami and played linebacker at Texas. He's still learning the position. There's still a lot for him to learn as far as the linebacker position goes. So I think I'd rather have someone in there more experienced at that position, someone the Titans know that he knows what he's doing, than someone not that way.
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. I think there's a good chance both those guys make the team. I think there is a good chance that Williams and Reese are both on the 53, but if it did come down to it, it is the same argument at running back with Mullings versus Chestnut of, do you want a guy who you know is going to be here, or do you want a guy who you know who could be a notch or two higher, but also could be a notch or two lower. As we look at these bubble battles on the Titans roster heading into training camp, who could make the team? Let's go to two of the more high-profile ones.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of know where you're going to go with this one. Quarterback. Brandon Allen, Will Levis. Who's the backup?
Brandon Allen.
I agree. And
we even need to discuss why.
Well, I wrote this one down just because you know it's going to be talked about so much when training camp opens next week, especially if Levis has strings together a couple of good days. Not only are there going to be people saying, well, you got to keep Levis, he can be the backup, there's probably going to be the people who didn't want to draft Cam Ward who are going to be like, well Levis is outplaying him.
Yeah, what if he beats him out in training camp?
I think Allen is going to be the backup. You don't sign a guy like Brandon Allen and Tim Boyle. Like, if you wanted Brandon Allen to be your third quarterback, you don't sign Tim Boyle too. I think the plan is to try and build up Will Levis's trade value, let him play in these preseason games. If there's an injury or maybe a situation like the Packers with Malik Willis last year, I think you can trade Will Levis for a day three pick and Brandon Allen's your backup.
I'll use a metaphor you used a long time ago that is always comes to mind every time we talk about this quarterback thing. Having Will Levis on your roster is like inviting your ex to your wedding.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, it's just awkward having him there, being as you've already married a new quarterback, you've already committed to, they won't say it until the end of training camp, but you already know who your starter's going to be, you've already committed to the future with him. So having Will Levis there, a guy that you thought you were going to commit to,
right?
It's just kind of awkward.
You had bought the ring for Will Levis, you thought you were going to propose,
yeah,
and then he cheated on you, and it's like, oh,
He threw it all away. Quite literally.
Are we gonna invite him to the wedding? I don't think so. I just can't see that quarterback room. And I know Cam Ward and Will Levis seem to be pretty reasonable guys, and I don't think there's gonna be any kind of jealousy or like outward disdain for each other.
Yeah, but you can't tell me Will Levis isn't sitting there watching Cam Ward thinking, I was that guy.
It's got to be uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
Like, having the guy who we had the summer of mayonnaise with Will Levis last year, where everything was about Will Levis and the Titans thought they had their guy. It's got to be a little bit awkward, right? To have that guy in the room with the guy you just took with the number one overall pick.
A guy whose number one purpose you took was to replace you.
Yes.
So.
Right.
It is awkward.
Yeah. I agree. I think Levis is gone in some fashion by the end of training camp. Who knows whether... I mean, if there's an injury and Levis looks good in the first preseason game, there's a chance you could get a decent return for Will Levis. I'm not saying a day two pick, but maybe you get like a...
fourth or fifth rounder?
Like maybe you get a pick swap where you give up a sixth and get a fourth or something like that. Or
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Right, or maybe just a fifth straight up.
If
you get that for Will Levis, I think you take it and run.
I think he has more value than Malik Willis had, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, Malik Willis, we all kind of, and he's a bust anyway, but we all kind of thought, oh, you're not going to get anything for him, and then they turn around and get a seventh for
him. Well, and Willis hadn't proven anything in any meaningful NFL game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the couple of times we saw him, like the Chiefs Sunday night game, where he was basically just running for his life the whole game. He showed a couple of flashes, but we saw Will Levis drop four touchdowns in his debut. We saw Will Levis go toe-to-toe with Pittsburgh on a Thursday night game in Heinz Field.
Yeah.
Acrisure Stadium, sorry.
It's Heinz Field. We can still call it that.
And come back from 14 down in the last 2 minutes against Miami. Like, we've seen it from Will Levis. There's a little bit more proof of concept when it comes to Will Levis than Malik Willis. I think you will get something for him, but circumstance, whether that's an injury or maybe somebody not playing very well in the preseason, and Levis balling out could get you a decent haul back. Again, you're not going to get a third-round pick for Will Levis. I'd put your ceiling at like a fourth.
Yeah. I don't even think you'd get that high.
I don't think you get a fourth, but maybe if a team gets desperate enough, they would do it.
We'll find out because... preseason and the first couple weeks of the NFL season, when a quarterback goes down, then it's desperation
right,
time.
Because you either go make a move for a competent quarterback, which Will Levis, you know,
isn't.
You could have an argument about whether he's that. You have to go get somebody who can play the position or else you're just flushing the season down the drain. So I think if a team got really desperate, you could maybe see a fourth. I would guess it's a fifth or a sixth or some kind of pick swap.
You know, it'd be really funny. Cleveland Browns have claimed Will Levis off waivers.
Yeah, it's if they just added a fifth quarterback to that room, make it even more chaotic.
Yeah.
Flacco, Pickett, Levis, Sanders, Gabriel, Thunderdome, Cleveland Browns quarterback room.
They should just cage him up and make him fight to the death. Winner's the starter.
I love it. Lenny on our text line says all of Will Levis's good games came under Mike Vrabel. It's fair. He had a couple of good games last year, though.
Good is a
good
stretch.
Good is, I guess, that. He looked good in the Chargers game, even though that game, they were never really in it. What was the other game that he looked solid in? It was right after the Chargers game. He had a couple of games where the Commanders game, another game that they were getting blown out in. I thought he looked decent in that game, too.
Great!
There weren't a lot of games the Titans weren't getting blown out in towards the end of the season. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Slick says TD is really high on James Williams. Yeah, that...
I'll have TD, to pick his brain
we'll,
about him.
We'll
then.
Have to talk to TD because I know TD really does like James Williams, and I've kind of taken that stance as well. All right, last one before we wrap up this segment. Wide receiver. This is the one that is going to get all the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Back into that wide receiver spot. If you had to pick right now, Xavier Restrepo, Bryce Oliver.
Oh, my God. That's the hardest one. I like both of them.
I hope both of them make the team.
I really hope both of them make the team because I think they both can contribute in different ways. But if you're asking me, I'm going to take Bryce Oliver.
Yeah.
Because I think I think you know what he is. Kind of the same thing we've been talking about, right? Well, you kind of know what he can do, and he's shown some flashes in practice and training camp that he can be kind of that nice rotational slot guy you're looking for. But at the same time, like, Restrepo, first off, he went undrafted for a reason. It's not, I think there's way more than just his 40 time that plays into it. That's just me. I have no proof of anything. But you have no idea what he is, other than the fact that he played football with Cam Ward at Miami. I think Bryce Oliver, if we're comparing them toe-to-toe, I think Bryce Oliver has more to offer to the table than Xavier Restrepo does.
For right now, if I had to pick between the two of them, I think I'm going back towards the Bryce Oliver. But Restrepo, it's the same thing. It's like the high ceiling versus high floor. Like,
yeah.
I think Oliver would make a fine fifth or sixth receiver on your team.
Yeah.
But Restrepo, you just wonder if there's more there. Like, he is an All-American. And
yeah,
he did have the greatest receiving career at the University of Miami of anyone. That includes Andre Johnson and Michael Irvin and all those big names. But it does concern me that Titans fans are overhyping him just because he played with Cam Ward.
Yeah. And that's, if Restrepo was to make the team, I think that would be the number one reason why. Well, he's a guy for Cam Ward. Similar to, remember last year we had Coburn that made the team because
for sweat,
just to keep him under control because we were worried about this off the field stuff he's had and stuff like that. I think it would be similar to that. Not that Cam Ward
very
has
different
any,
reasons,
very,
but,
yeah,
but
not that Cam Ward has any outwardly just crazy off the field stuff, but it's a chemistry thing for him. It's someone in practice that he can throw the ball to and build a connection with, and it's two guys that can come up in the same organization together. So
yeah.
I think that would be the main reason he made it. I'm not on this train that a lot of Titans fans are that, oh, well, Restrepo is going to make the team and be an all-pro in his first year.
No.
Like, we got to hunker down a little bit.
I think
you
hope that he can just become a serviceable guy who gives you, like, if Xavier Restrepo ever had a season with over 500 yards, I think that's a win.
Yeah. Well, even if he were to make the roster, regardless, either of these two, they're not starting.
No.
They're going to be, you know, your fifth or sixth receiver you go to, maybe for a play or two in a drive. But they're not going to go out there and just set the field on fire with... It's similar to... who was the one guy? Oh, I'm blanking on his name. He would always just make, like, one big play a game, and then you'd never see him again the rest of the game.
Oh,
This was a couple years ago.
Khalif Raymond was kind of like
that. Yeah, he was too. God, I'm going to have to do my research.
Yeah, we'll have to find it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get to your phones coming up next. I do want to say, though, like, wide receiver is going to be one of the most talked about positions during training camp. Cam Ward's going to get all the eyeballs, but I think right after Cam Ward, they go to the wide receiver group. I am way more interested to see what Chim Dike and Elik Iyemanner do than Xavier Restrepo. Like, I like Restrepo. I like Oliver. I hope both of them make the team because I do see the promise there. But Iyemanner and Dike will be way more intriguing in training camp than either of those guys. 615-737-1025.
Chris Moore.
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah, Chris Moore, did he have a big play in that one horrible Browns game?
Yeah, where they just got blown out at home.
Where Tannehill got sacked like 9 times or something like that.
Yeah, and they got blown out here. I do remember that.
That was bad. Yeah, Myles Garrett, they were following the tight end around the formation with Myles Garrett switching sides.
That was bad. I forgot about that game until you reminded me.
I wish I could
forget about it. The Vietnam flashbacks came back to me after you said that.
That was bad. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Final 30 minutes of the show. We'll keep talking Titans training camp. Who could be this year's training camp darling? And again, back to your phones if you have thoughts on the Titans as we are a week away from the Titans' first training camp practice. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared today. Again, Jared out the rest of the week. He'll be back ready to roll for training camp on Monday. And Derek Mason will be with us starting tomorrow from 3 to 6. Excited to chat with D-Mace the rest of the week. Let's get to your phones here on the Titans. We're looking at the Titans roster and what the 53 could look like when we get to the end of training camp. Getting to the end of the show, I'm starting to lose my ability to speak. Jess says...
It's only a three-hour show, bud.
I know. I can't believe we did 4 hours last week. Jess says, dang, I was thinking about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine instead of Chris Moore. I mean, NWI was a star.
He showed up throughout the game. I was thinking of Chris Moore because Chris Moore would make like one big 40-yard catch and then you never saw him
like
the rest of the game.
His game logs all kind of look like one catch for 43 yards and that was pretty much it. Coy in Clarksville says, I hope Burks turns his career around. I think everybody hopes that, but his stock is almost at zero. It's like at this point, you can't expect anything from him. You hope that Burks can at least be a productive player. And I did see a Bleacher Report article today that had one trade idea for every team. And for the Titans, it said, see what you can get for Treylon Burks. I don't think you could get much for Treylon Burks.
Bag of footballs.
Right.
Hot dog and a handshake.
I really don't know what you could get for him, but you hope that maybe he does show out. And he's shown the flashes before in training camp. It's just never shown up in real games. And that's what I worry about is that maybe he's going to have a couple of plays here and there in training camp that make you put him on the roster again. And then
he plays 3 games.
Right. So I don't expect anything out of Treylon Burks this year. Back to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt from Bellevue wants to chime in. Matt, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing great.
I tuned in this morning or this evening driving home from work, and I didn't cringe much, and I was like, what's going on? Oh, Jared Stillman must be on vacation. So what? Man, you guys sound great up there, but...
I can make you cringe if you want, Matt. I can do that for you.
No. Jared does that all by himself. I mean, but he is the Tom Brady of broadcasting.
He is. We feel very blessed to be Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, you may triple his viewing or his listening audience. You might get him up to 15 listeners.
Appreciate the call, Matt. You have any thoughts?
No, I do. You asked a good question. Who do you think is going to jump off the page? I really think that there's a saying in football: if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. I think the same could be said for our tight end situation. If you have three tight ends, you don't have one. I think the kid out of Texas, I mean, all I do is eat, live, sleep, got called in. You know, I joke around, call myself Dr. Locke. But if you watch college football like I do, that kid out of Texas has got an upside like nobody's business. I think we stole him, and I think he'll separate himself very quickly in summer practice.
Yeah, that's a good point, Matt. I think Gunnar Helm, I really hope that he does live up to that upside. But, you know, I feel like we, as Titans fans, everybody gets excited about these young players every year. And, you know, Chigakonkwo was supposed to step into a huge role and be an above-average tight end.
I know.
So,
he looks so good, and then nothing, you know. But I just watching the film on Gunnar Helm, if you go back, watch some of the Texas games, I mean, and especially if we can get him to block at the next level, I mean, he really could be, he could be a 10-year starter.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Matt. Gunnar Helm, I think he's got a little Travis Kelce in him and that's not me comparing him to Travis Kelce,
no.
But where it's like the traits don't stand out on paper. Like, he's not a huge guy. He's not overly fast, but he just gets open and catches the football.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he's going to be a top five tight end in the league, but God, if you could get him to be a top 15 tight end in the league, that's a great pick in the fourth round.
We've talked a lot about Gunnar Helm, you and I, how he's, you know, kind of the best of both worlds, but also not really. Like, Chig is very fast and that's his thing. And Josh Wiley is really strong, and that's his thing.
And he's big, yeah.
And
he's like 6'7".
Gunnar Helm doesn't really have those traits that set him apart like that. He's just a damn good tight end.
And that's what you need. We saw with Kyle Pitts, he had all the traits, and it hasn't worked out.
Not yet.
But maybe Gunnar Helm is the kind of guy who, he's just a football player, and he's going to go out and make plays for you. He is one of the guys that I am most excited to see in training camp. Because
I know for a fact I'm going to draft Kyle Pitts, by the way, in fantasy, because I do it every year.
Just keep going back to the well.
I'm like, this is the year, and then it doesn't happen.
A good tight end is so important for a young quarterback, and if Gunnar Helm can be that, that would go a long way for the Titans. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. A good call from Matt in Bellevue. Although that is where the talking smack allegations of Jared would come from.
What? But the record show. We
did not talk
it.
Smack. We made some salary cap jokes and some Sam Darnold jokes.
And Jared gets a good listening. It's
right.
We've learned that. With the streaming numbers, like, he does a good 1,500 to 2,000 every day.
Right.
We're kind of struggling in that department.
The YouTube chat is always popping when Jared's on. Right now, we just have a couple of comments, one calling me a 14-year-old. So
you kind of are.
I can see. I mean, I did shave this week.
Grow out a beard like me.
Maybe that's what I should do. Should I just grow out the beard?
Chase told me the other day, he's like, you know what? I want to see you with a full beard. I'm like, Chase, not going to happen.
Maybe I should go with the stash and, you know.
Let's all do stashes.
Should we?
Yeah.
Movember in July.
Malai.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Last call for phones. We'll wrap up the show coming up next. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman today here on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Wrapping up the show here on this Wednesday, Jake Lyman, Connor Newt, in for Jared Stillman here on Stillman & Company. Been a fun one today. Lots of Titans talk, SEC Media Days continuing. Tomorrow we will finish up SEC Media Days. Chase and Big Joe will be down there again on from 12 to 3. And then from 3 to 6, it'll be us two again along with Derek Mason joining us. We will have Texas A&M out there tomorrow. That one, I'm excited to talk a little Aggies. Reed.
I hope they play Texas's fight song.
They should.
For Mike Elko.
Yeah, you know what? You got to even it up. Marcel Reed, Nashville native. I think, sadly, he's not actually going.
That's disappointing.
I get it. You got to bring some of the veteran guys probably. But the quarterback is just so important. Unless you have a quarterback situation like Tennessee where it's an open competition.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to bring the starting quarterback.
Yeah, but they brought young guys too. Like, Texas brought Arch Manning.
Right.
Did Florida bring DJ Lagway? I didn't see.
Yep, Lagway was there.
Sellers was there.
Sellers was there. Nussmeier was there. Pavia was there. Let's see. Who else? I'm pretty sure, I mean, Mateer was there today.
You got to bring the quarterback.
Did Alabama bring their quarterback?
Ty Simpson? I think so.
Let's see. Attendees. I can't get anything to load. Anyway, I think they should have brought Marcel Reed. But anyway, I digress. Should be a fun day tomorrow. Wrapping up SEC Media Days. We'll also talk some more Titans. We mentioned last year it's list season. Last week, it's list season. CBS Sports ranking the NFL head coaches. Where does Brian Callahan rank? And Calvin Ridley. His name, at the very least, appeared in the ESPN Top 10 Wide Receivers poll.
Yippee.
So, that adds to the small list of Titans players who have appeared in there. Looking back at our text line, Cameron, we were talking about Treylon Burks, whether he has any trade value. Cameron says he would trade Burks for a Sobe and a pack of Marlboros, and he doesn't smoke.
What's a Sobe?
It's like the vitamin water.
Oh.
I don't even know if they still make them.
I don't know what that is.
I remember that used to be in elementary school. That was like when a kid would bring in a Sobe, you were like, oh my goodness, like that's pretty cool.
Is it like what's the core water that's like super expensive?
It's like a, it's kind of like a Gatorade, but not really.
Mm.
Like it might be tea-based too. I don't know.
Hmm.
But
like vitamin water.
Yeah. I think the closest example I think I could give you is vitamin water, but
never been a vitamin water guy.
Neither have I. But Cameron does make a good point that's probably about what Burks' trade value is right now.
Forgot the handshake.
Yeah,
gotta throw in the handshake.
Handshake. I'd take a hot dog at this point, but I do hope Treylon Burks is able to figure it out. But it's to the point I mentioned this last week of kind of like where Caleb Farley was last year, where it's like, you're going to give him every opportunity to make plays in training camp, but you're on the outside looking in at this point.
Have we heard from Caleb Farley since then?
He went to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Is he still on the roster there?
I don't know.
I feel like he is. I don't know. I mean, you feel horrible for that guy with everything he's gone through,
yeah.
Injuries, his family. It's tough to come back from all that. And I think a lot of players probably wouldn't have even tried to. Let's see. It looks like he does not have a training camp invite as of right now. So
damn.
Hope for the best for Caleb Farley. Nevada Josh says it's like a Snapple. So yeah, that's probably.
Oh,
so yeah,
I used
it's
to
like
Snapple.
It's a Snapple. It's like an iced tea based vitamin water type thing.
I used to like Snapple.
I did too. Snapple with
they had the peach tea. It was really good.
Adam in Portland, did y'all react about my punter, the most important position take? We did not, but. I mean, you got Johnny Hecker now, so I at least would feel good about punter this year. Kicker, as much as I love my Hokie, Joey Sly.
Nice beard on that guy, too.
He's one of those guys where you feel good. It's like the opposite of most kickers, where you feel good about him from 50-plus, but inside that, he always seems to shank one or two. So, we'll
see. Average Titans kicker.
Yeah.
But, like, the opposite.
The opposite of, yeah, it used to be like, especially with Folk, it's like he can make them from 30 and 40, but don't ask him to hit a 48-yard field goal.
I miss Suckup. I miss prime Suckup.
I know. We took Ryan Suckup for granted. We did. That'll do it for us here on the show. Jake Lyman, Connor Newt. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Derek Mason. Same time, 3-6. Jared will be back coming up on Monday. Chasing Checkers coming up next. You're on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.